Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Martha Beck, author of Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. Martha will share her wisdom about discovering and reclaiming your true nature. She'll also be giving away 5 copies of her book to listeners later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Wow, what a beautiful weekend we had in Seattle. Sunny and warm, at least warm for the end of March. I think we got up over 70 yesterday. It was a lovely spring weekend, and I hope that it was a lovely weekend wherever you are. And I hope that you got to get out in the sunshine the way that I did. I have a convertible, which was the benevolent outcome of a car accident I was in last year. And Friday was the first time for driving with the top down. I've always been someone who feels really exhilarated when the wind is blowing in my face. And so a convertible is the perfect car for me. It was so rejuvenating to feel the sun on my skin and the wind swirling around me. It was really restorative for me. I like to think that the weather doesn't affect my mood and that I'm strong enough to overcome that effect on me. But I know that I am really kidding myself. The sunshine does perk me up, and I think it does for most people. And I think we all know biologically that vitamin D, a lack of vitamin D that we get from the sun, causes depression. So there's biological reasons, too. And I'm very grateful for the past few days that were so beautiful with sunshine, because now we're back to our typical Seattle overcast and gray, which I like, too. I've been in Seattle all my life, so I'm used to it. I want to make a few announcements before I introduce you to Martha. The first one is that starting tomorrow on Tuesday's shows, and the Laura Longley Show is on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, I'm going to start doing mini tarot readings during the last 15 minutes of the show. And so if you want to get one of those mini readings, I really encourage you to listen live tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, because I'm really looking forward to doing this. We did this for the first time about a month ago when I debuted the Monday show with Dr. Pat, and it was really fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it some more. And if that starts to be something where people are really interested, then we might expand that to be more than just the last 15 minutes of the show. I also want to remind you that in April, the weekend of April 20th and 21st is the Portland Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and I will be there. I'll have a booth there with my friend and colleague, Marcia Bench, who does numerology. I'll be doing tarot readings there, and I'll also be doing a talk there about using tarot to make the most of your growth year. So if you're in the Seattle or Portland area, I would love to see you there. And I guess that's it for the announcements I wanted to make right now. Martha has been patiently waiting in the wings, so let me introduce her to you. Martha Beck is a celebrated life coach who also trains other coaches and writes a monthly column for O, the Oprah magazine. Author of the bestsellers Finding Your Own North Star and Expecting Adam, she recently moved to Central California where she lives with her loved ones. And I love this part. This is actually off the book, back cover of the book. I love this part. Her loved ones, which include deer, wild turkeys, mountain lions, foxes, bobcats, and possibly a bear. And I love this because part of what we're going to talk about is connection with animals today. Martha has found that there are certain people who sense they're called to do something fulfilling and significant, but who often get caught in self-destructive, unproductive cycles. And her book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, is the book that will lead them to unleash their incredible creative energy and fulfill their life's purpose. Let's welcome Martha Beck to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Martha.
Hello.
How are you?
I am feeling great.
Great. Me too. Even if our sunshine is gone for right now, I've got the sunshine hangover today, I think.
I sense there's a legitimate grieving process going on.
Well, you know what? Everything's a cycle, right? And
right.
So I know it won't be gray forever, just like I know it won't be sunny forever. And so I can manage it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to get all coachy on you. I'm just going to say, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you do? What would you say if you were going to get all coachy on me?
I would say you've emphasized many times, I can handle this. I can handle this. And whenever you're saying over and over that you can handle something, probably means that there's some grieving going on that you're not fully embracing. Like, this sucks. I hate it. And you're an enlightened person. You don't go into that. But the fact is, you kind of have to let the part of you that's in it go into it.
That's true.
So, and do your legitimate grieving.
Yeah, so allow myself to be a little sad that it's not sunny today like it was yesterday.
Yes, because your body and your soul and everything hate to lie. So if you're pretending, even in the slightest, that you're happy with something you're not happy with, you lose strength and you lose connection to your inner guidance or whatever. So it's okay for something to just absolutely suck. It's kind of like giving birth. The emotion goes through you in waves, and that's how you truly heal from it. Otherwise, it's a bit like saying, hey, 9/11 doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. It totally doesn't. I can totally take it. 9/11, good. Fine with 9/11. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I'm being exaggerated. I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
No. And I totally hear what you're saying. And, you know, what I was saying a little bit earlier when I was talking about the sunshine was that I like to think that the weather doesn't affect my mood. And I've come to realize that is just what you're talking about, right? It's putting a good face on it.
Yeah.
When it's not reality.
Yes, I was traveling by air once, and the flight was delayed, and there was a baby in a diaper who was crying, but just old enough to talk, you know, with a pacifier, and screaming. They wanted to go home. Everybody was annoyed, of course, and then the mother says to the baby, no, we just have to wait here a little longer, and the baby pulled the pacifier out of her mouth and said, oh, my God! And that was how everyone felt. But we were all like, it's okay, fine, we're good.
Well, yeah, but I think sometimes I think there's a balance, right? Because we can't always allow ourselves to go to the full extent of that.
But you can't
emotionally.
You can allow yourself to be that upset inside and then offer compassion to the one who is that upset and really give permission inwardly to experience the full depth of your dismay. Even if intellectually you know it's ridiculous, that emotion is there.
True.
And it cannot be dealt with by suppressing it. That's all I'm saying.
And I hear you loud and clear, and it's good for me to get reminded of that because this is a piece of work that I have been doing recently. And so it's good to get I'm really great at putting a good face on things. And so it's a skill that's been developed over many, many, many years. And so I'm pretty good at it. So now it's working on allowing what is true to show up, right?
Yeah. Allowing yourself to feel horrible you feel horrible, even if it makes no sense or it seems stupid.
Right. Very true. And
it's your wild self.
I've got the book in front of me, and the subtitle of the book is Reclaim Your True Nature to Create the Life You Want. Well, that's what we're talking about, right? Is what yes. is your true nature.
Right.
And it isn't putting the happy face on it all the
no,
time.
No, quite the opposite. It's exactly what you honestly feel at any given moment.
Now, say just a few words about, because part of why I get hung up in the putting a good face on, I mean, I have family of origin stuff that created it. But then as an older adult, it was with the law of attraction piece of it. I feel like they give a message, too, that you should always act, you know, happy about things, whether you are or not.
Well, some of them do. The more sophisticated do not. And I don't mean to sound disparaging, but it's just one way it works and one day it doesn't. No judgment. It's just one way it works and one way it doesn't.
Right, right, right.
So the way that it works is, and that's what I wrote about in this book, that there are four technologies of magic. If you want to create something supposedly magically, although it can be explained by science, the very first thing you need is to be out of verbal stories about what's happening. And what happens when you get out of verbal stories is that you become absolutely present in a sensory
right.
way. And then you know what you know, and you feel what you feel. And the problem comes when you start to talk, and then you don't say what you mean or what you're really feeling.
Right.
So being completely and totally accepting of what you are experiencing in any moment, including the real extent of your own suffering in every moment, that's absolutely pivotal to creating anything by magic. And most people don't go into that wordless place. They start from a place of very sort of shallow mental, emotional grasping, which is sort of where our culture leaves us. And the law of attraction does not work from there.
That's a really good point. And we're going to get ready to go to a break in just a minute. And when we come back, I want you to summarize what the four things are that you, the four categories that you go through in this book. And that's the first one. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Martha will lay out the steps that are in her book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Martha Beck, author of Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. And before we talk more about this wild new world, Martha's going to give away some free copies of her book. So the first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, the number to call is 800-930-2819, and you'll get Martha's new book absolutely free. And before we dive into talking more about the book, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Martha if you want to do so. So, Martha, can you give your website, where they can find your books, that sort of information?
Yeah. I'm hiding in my walk-in closet. You can find me here anyway. It's true. It's the only soundproof space in my house. No, it's just marthabeck.com. And you can write to info@marthabeck.com, and you will be, somebody reputable will get your message. I tend to fall off the social networking grid work pretty regularly because I can't do it and write at the same time.
Yeah.
So if I'm not, if, believe me, you'll get an answer from someone much better than myself.
Right, right. I hear you. I understand. And, you know, I see a lot of people are calling in, and we actually have five copies of Martha's book to give away during the show. So if you don't get it this time, we'll be announcing it again another time. So, Martha, let's talk about the book. And you do have four areas for people to focus when they want to find their true nature and reclaim that.
Well, it's not so much four areas of focus all at the same time. It's actually procedure by which I saw the so-called magical people of many cultures doing things that look magical to us. I started this book after I had a dream in Africa that my ancestors were coming to visit, and just told some of my African friends about this, and they freaked out because if you've had that dream, you have to see a shaman right away. So they ran off, they got me this shaman, and the shaman told me in the middle of the night in this crackling African wilderness with lions roaring around us, you have to learn all about the ancient ways and go back and teach your people what the witch doctors, the magical people, the medicine people of our cultures know. So I did this whole thing on magic, and I found out there are four steps that are used by every practitioner, a healer, shaman, whatever you want to call it, in all the cultures that I studied. And in order, very quickly, they are wordlessness, oneness, imagination, and forming. That's what I decided to call them.
Uh-huh.
So do we have time to tell what they are?
Yeah, yeah. Just do a brief description of each, because we know what all those are. We just call them by different names sometimes.
Yeah. So wordlessness is moving to the right, moving the energy of perception out of conceptual verbal thinking and into the part that is connected to the right side of the brain. So the stuff that happens on the right side is typically, it's nonverbal. It synthesizes things, that is bringing them together rather than analyzing things, which means cutting them apart. It's innovative, it's creative, it's playful. It's a very different way of looking at the world. Once you're in wordlessness and you're no longer thinking in language, it becomes very obvious as a perceptual reality that the next step, oneness, is simply the way things are. We are all connected, overlapping fields of energy. And you can see that when you're in wordlessness because that is the way you perceive. It's not that there's any struggle to get there. But then you can bring in your thinking brain and you can begin to imagine things that have never existed. And if you imagine from that place of wordlessness, and oneness, where you know you're connected to everything, trying to create an event in space is like moving your own hand. Like I've many, many times called wild animals by feeling them as myself and moving toward me the way I move my own body. And that step, when the animal actually comes, I call that forming, because it goes from the world of non-form to the world of form. And it works.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about animals in a minute, but before we do that, I know that you do talk about in the book that you need to do it in that order.
Yeah.
Because, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with law of attraction, because that's what we might call forming, right?
Yeah, but you're trying to do it from a place that is verbal and grasping rather than nonverbal and knowing that all things are already connected, so there's nothing to grasp for.
Right, exactly. So do I have to be proficient at each of these things before I move to doing the next part of it?
No, you can practice. In fact, they all tend to happen very quickly if you do certain exercises. I mean, one silly thing, kind of a party trick, but the fact that it works is sort of amazing. You can take a spoon or a fork that you cannot bend with your physical strength and drop into a place of wordlessness. And there's all these exercises I give in the book. There are many ways. Once you go into a place of wordlessness, you feel that the spoon is actually connected to your consciousness and that it has its own consciousness. Then you can imagine, this is step three, imagine it bending and sort of ask it to play with you. Show yourself a mental picture of it in a bent shape. And this sounds odd, but it's true. You will hear the spoon or feel the spoon agree with you, at which point it becomes like soft clay and you can move it. You can bend it double with no force at all, which is the forming part. You know, it's a parlor trick, but the fact that it works, once you feel it and you know it's true,
it's evidence.
Kind of reorients your world.
Yeah. I mean, because it's evidence that, I mean, even though it is kind of a party trick, I mean, who would want to do that necessarily? But yeah, I mean, if it works in that realm or in that, you know, way, then, you know, you can assume it would work in other ways too.
Oh, yeah. I've fixed the bumper of a car with that energy. But I also have had the experience of bringing an entire crowd into a place of deep silence just by using my energy, doing the same process.
And so it's basically imagining them coming to that.
No, but you have to imagine from a place of oneness. So it's
right.
A different kind of imagining. It's not making something up. It's more like, see, when you're in wordlessness, time no longer exists. And so you're basically in a place I call the every when. So you can feel what is going to happen or what wants to happen. And you can bring the two events together in time. It sounds so bizarre because it's an experiential feeling, but that's what happens. You feel for what wants to happen instead of imposing your will on nature. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, really. Well, that's been a good lesson for me over the past year, not just with nature, but yeah, in general, right? That we can't make anything happen if it's not intended to happen or not.
Yeah, and the thing is, in a state of wordlessness, you don't want what's not meant to happen to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and coming back to the animal part, because in the book, in Oneness, you talk about connection with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved this part. This really resonated for me. And you have an exercise there where you can practice with, you know, like if you have a pet, getting them to do something just by the imagining part.
Well, again, by the wordlessness part.
Right. The whole process.
Process. Because if you're in your right brain and the left side of your brain and you're verbally thinking, I'm going to get Bowser to do this thing, it will not work. You have to be able to go into a pretty deep space of wordlessness to contact an animal in that way. So it's a good way to practice. But, I've had enormous fun playing with animals. There's so many instances, I'm actually stumping myself because I don't know which one to bring up first, but I've called wolves and antelope and whales and all these animals that have come to see me that way. But again, this is after a lot of practice in wordlessness.
Right. And you give the example in the book about when you were writing a children's book and wanting to have a specific view of an elephant. Why don't you tell that story? Because I love that story.
So I was doing this children's book that was supposed to take place in Cambodia, and I was using a Cambodian folk tale about a rabbit which meets an elephant in the forest. And I wanted a picture of the elephant almost stepping on the rabbit, but then pulling his foot back in alarm. But it was from the rabbit's point of view. So this is very foreshortened, looking up at an elephant in a very unusual position with his trunk up and one leg up and looking down in horror. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I have never seen an elephant in that position. I don't know. I can't get a photograph. I don't know what to do. So I took my kids to the circus, and they had an elephant there giving rides. And I ran down. All my kids were in line to get a ride. I ran down near the elephant's front feet so that I could try to imagine what he might look like in the posture that I wanted for my drawing. I'd already sketched it out, so I didn't have a sketchbook, so I was just working in my mind. And as I held that image, the elephant adopted the pose I was imagining precisely.
Wow.
And held it for a good minute and a half.
Wow.
Till he had to move on. And I actually grabbed something from my purse and got a real sketch.
So was that your first experience with that? Is that how you came to know you could do that? Or was that you'd already been, like, calling some of these other animals?
That was a surprise to me, but I had experienced a lot of seemingly impossible things already. But, you know, the wonderful thing about this is even though I know it works, every time it works, I'm completely astonished.
That's a good reason to still call it magic, right?
Yeah, it is not our old Newtonian universe. It really is. It's fancy.
It sounds so fun, and it makes me want to do the practices, which I know you say in the book, you know, we can't just read it and do it. It's like it does require doing the exercises,
yeah,
and doing the practices.
Everything's supposed to be verbal. Now, that said, it's not about a lot of excruciating, horrible, boring exercises. It's about getting back to your true nature, which learns best in nature, moving with all your senses active, in a way that brings you bliss. So really, this is recess. This is the opposite of school.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
the way we have school set up is inimical to learning. And imagine the most fun you can possibly have. That's the way to do magic.
Right. Well, we'll talk more about magic when we come back after this next break, and we'll give away some more books. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, we'll give away some more books and talk a little bit more to Martha. Thanks.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Martha Beck, author of Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. And before we talk more with Martha, we're going to give away another book. So if you want a copy of Martha's book, call in at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we'll try and get in one more giveaway before the end of the show. But first caller right now. So Martha, as I've been reading the book, some things have come up that I had questions about.
Yay.
And, you know, the first one is that, you know, you talk about wayfinders and them being kind of the people that are, you know, what in other cultures would be like shamans or medicine men or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a list of attributes that, you know, if you have, you know, some of those, then you may be a wayfinder. And I think that I probably am one.
Mm-hmm.
And my question, I've been in this place of real change and growth and transition for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm really in a place of feeling like I feel like I'm evolving and transforming, but I have no idea where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels so confusing.
Yeah.
And is that normal?
It's completely normal, except especially at this point in history, because there is the reason I wrote the book is that there's a sort of monumental shift occurring as the world gets, first of all, gets to a point technologically where the large structures that dominated our society for the last several hundred years, they're falling apart. And also, we've sort of filled up the ecosystem, so we need to change our ways or we'll destroy them in terms of surviving for ourselves. So right now, people who have this archetype, the wayfinder archetype, are being prepared to do something that is not known in human history. What is it? I don't know.
Because it's not known.
And I ask about it constantly, and I sometimes get these things in my head, like little snatches of a song or poetry, and if I pay attention, it's the answer to my question. And
right.
When I ask, what are we becoming, what I get is a line from East Coker by T.S. Eliot, which goes, wait without thought, for you are not ready for thought. So the darkness shall be the light, and the stillness the dancing. I'm like, what does that mean? But that's the closest they can get to telling us what we'll be.
Wow.
So right now, what you're experiencing is preparation for going forward in what Suzuki Roshi, a famous Zen master, said is beginner's mind.
Oh,
going
right.
Forward without knowing what's going to happen, and that means he says in the beginner's mind there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. So the job of the team right now, and I call it the team, if you were born to serve all other teams, it's not like, ooh, we're on the team. It's, oh, I'm on the team. I'm here to serve you. So the job right now is learning to step forward one step without knowing what the next step will be and do that with perfect confidence. And that's no easy task.
No, it is not. I mean, I feel like I have really, I've understood that to a certain degree since maybe November. And it's not easy. No, it's not easy at all. And you talk about surrender as
yeah.
being the path. And that's not easy either.
So the it always brings you back to the here and now. That's another poem by Sarah Teasdale. She says, sell all you have for loveliness. Buy it and never count the cost. For one sweet singing hour of peace, count many a year of strife well lost, and for one breath of ecstasy give all you have been and could be. What that means is this breath is where you find ecstasy. Take your attention off everything you've ever been. Take your attention off everything you could ever be. Find the ecstasy in this breath, and you'll be fine. It will, and it's worth giving away everything else in your life to be present with ecstasy. And I don't mean the drug.
Right.
Good. Present with ecstasy. But right now you can find it. You can never find it not right now. But if you know, right now you're safe, you're warm, maybe cloudy outside, but you're there in your chair, right?
Right, yes, yeah.
And we're talking, and it's lovely, and there are we're the team talking to each other and sort of exploring the adventures we could have in this particular lifetime, and that's all there is right now.
Wow. And before I ask you my next question, we have another book to give away, so I want to just put out the number one more time, 800-930-2819, if you want Martha's book, 800-930-2819. Now, my other, well, not other question, but another question that came up for me was, you talk in the introduction about kind of how you had this aha moment when you were with this rhinoceros and her baby.
Right.
And, you know, and you talk about, you know, finding your own rhinoceros, my own rhinoceros, right? Each of us finding our own. And my question is, so you describe it as it, when you know it, it's like you would run towards it, even though it was like danger.
Right.
Because it is so, draws you so much. But is there still a piece where it can feel terrifying?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I get that sometimes. It's like,
oh,
yeah. I get glimpses.
If you're not terrified, you're probably not on the right track.
Oh, okay, good.
The question is, are you terrified and with excitement as part of the mix, or are you terrified with revulsion?
Ah.
Revulsion, it means you shouldn't go toward it. Fear is just a passenger. You're going to have it all the time. It's just like, hi, fear, climb on board, let's go. Feel the fear and do it anyway. But if you feel revulsion, that's a clear sign to get away.
Okay. Yeah, because, and this is why I asked about the animals, because I really feel that there's something there for me with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a ton of emotion about it.
Mm, and it's the perfect sign.
And I feel, I have this real sensitivity, and this has only developed for me over the last 5 to 10 years, I would say, where I have this real fear of danger coming to animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, even when I'm out taking a walk and there's a crow in the road, I'm like, oh my God, don't get hit by a car. And it's just like over the top, this sensitivity about it. And
right.
That's the part that feels so terrifying to me is,
showing is that you are awakening to the part of you that is meant to heal the animal world. I mean, it's obvious you fit into that wayfinder category. And so part of your mission, like I know people whose passion is for the ocean, yours includes animals and taking better care of them in the future. So it may be unwieldy at first. It's like kind of like going through puberty and you don't know what to do with, like, your body's all different and you've got all these urges and it's so emotionally overwhelming. And over time you learn to handle it, but you're going through that sort of for a second time. You're maturing into the magic that you personally are supposed to do. So the best thing to do is acknowledge it and find a still place within yourself to observe it so you can ride out the extremities till you get used to them.
Yeah, and the fear really is, I think the most of the fear for me is about not being able to fulfill that role.
Right. So that is actually the lie at the center of your terror. The fear of what will happen to the animals is actually not an incapacitating fear because it's not based on a lie. The idea, I won't be able to fulfill my mission, how does that feel within you? Does it feel liberating or entrapping?
Well, it feels, yeah, I mean, it feels contracting.
Yeah, so anything that contracts you is the body reacting, literally the body reacting to a lie. That's why lie detectors work, because the body responds rather dramatically when we lie. And the reaction to a lie always feels like contraction. Now, what's interesting is the mind often thinks that what you're saying is true. I mean, like, really, can't
right.
be any way that it's not true. Yet the body contracts. And that's what my coaches and I spend literally all our time doing, is figuring out how to help our clients reach the point where they can see that what makes them afraid and what makes them angry, what makes them, you know, appalled by the world is not true. And that means deconstructing the ego as you now have it, and then building up another person that has none of that fear in her. So that's your task, Laura, right now, is to become the person who's not afraid of your own
mission.
Isn't it fun? There's always something big to work on.
Yeah, that is. It's kind of like, oh, my God, how in the world do you ever do that?
And, call one of my coaches.
One step at a time. I know it's not like overnight you go, oh, okay, now I'm going to get rid of all this fear.
You can. It can be. But, you know, it requires, like, serious commitment and a little bit of information. So, yeah.
I definitely will think about that as a, you know, possible path for getting some help with it, because definitely it's been up for me, or else I wouldn't be asking you about it.
Yeah, we're not therapists, but we're basically shaman trainers in disguise.
that's an interesting way to look at it.
It's pretty fun.
And we're winding down to our time to chat today. So, Martha, I want to once again make sure that listeners know how they can find you and find out more about you. So if you want to give that information again, please.
Just go to the website, marthabeck.com.
Very easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you so much for being here, and if nothing else, for helping me with some of my issues. I really appreciate that.
Each person's issue is every person's issue, I promise. So all of us have that, and it's been really fun talking to you so honestly.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and thank you so much for the book, as well as coming on to talk about the book.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share some of the fun and exciting things you might want to take advantage of in this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Martha Beck. And if you want more information about Martha and her book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, you can find that at marthabeck.com. Some ways to get more information on happiness. You can find me on my Facebook page, which is Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And on LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness that's an open group, and anyone is free to join that. And of course, always my website, which is lauralongley.net. And that's .net, not .com. Somebody beat me to it on the .com. So I want to share with you something that happened for me in this past week, which will lead into our light bulb moment. And I've had this kind of thing happen once or twice before, but it always kind of takes me by surprise. And so it's a good reminder. And that's talking about asking for guidance and then being open and paying attention for how that guidance shows up. Because lots of times we might ask for guidance from spirit during our meditation or in a prayer, whatever word you like to use, and we might get used to that it shows up in a certain way most of the time. And I know that that's been true for me, that if I ask for guidance during meditation, lots of times I will get an answer during the meditation. And more recently, as I've been doing daily tarot spreads to help me with my meditation, I might ask the question as I'm doing the tarot spread and see what kind of a response I get and interpret that as my guidance. And that's what happened for me one day last week. Was I was having some anxiety last week around finances, and I had withdrawn some money from my IRA. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm 55 years old. At some point, I might need the money in that IRA as I am retired. Although at this point in my life, retiring doesn't even fit into my game plan because I love what I'm doing. However, it did raise a little bit of anxiety for me. And so that had been going on for a couple of days. And for me, it always shows up first thing in the morning, like when I first wake up. And so as I was doing my daily tarot spread, after this had gone on for like 3 days, I asked, you know, what's my guidance around whether I should be looking for ways to make some more money, or should I be comfortable with using this IRA money? And, you know, I mean, I got some responses through the cards that I felt like were validating to continue doing what I've been doing, that I'm on the right path. And so that was great. And I felt like I got guidance. Well, later in the day, I had a conversation with a woman who's going to be a guest on my show later on. And I always like to do a pre-interview call with people so that I feel like I get to know them a little bit. And in the course of talking about her story, she was talking about how she had moved to San Diego, and she had intended to just spend like a month with a friend, and she ended up living there. And I asked her, okay, well, how were you supporting yourself during this time? Because she had talked about she had been a nurse. And I'm like, well, so did you quit your job? Did you get a new job? What did you do? And she said that she was living on her IRA. Now, in the moment, it didn't occur to me that this was the exact question I had asked for guidance on, like maybe 3 hours earlier. But the next morning, all of a sudden, I had this aha, like, oh. So to me, what that said was that, yes, this is an okay thing to do. This is the way that you can support yourself while you allow yourself to be immersed in this unfolding that's going on for you at this time. That was what was happening for her. It was a lot of unfolding and really focusing on her own growth. And that's what's going on for me right now, too. So I'm just telling you this whole long story so that you can see that we don't always get our guidance where we're looking for it. And if we don't pay attention, then we might miss it. And in that particular case, I didn't miss it because the next morning it occurred to me, but I didn't recognize it in the moment. So really being able to pay attention to all the different ways that it may show up. So here are some of the ways that it may show up when you pray for guidance or you ask for guidance in whatever way that you do it. So it might show up through some sort of synchronicity. And I feel like with this woman who is going to be my guest next week, it was partly synchronicity because it just happened to be in what she was talking about as we were having our conversation that day. And the other thing that is really funny with her, and I feel like I was really meant to have that conversation with her, we have the same birthday. And I was telling her a story about something and I happened to mention when my birthday was and she goes, that's my birthday too. I mean, isn't that just amazing? So synchronicity might be one way that your guidance shows up. As I mentioned, for me, lots of times during my meditation, as I'm asking for guidance, then I will get the answer right then. It might be through meeting others who have had a similar experience to you. It might be opportunities showing up on your doorstep that are related to what you asked for guidance on. It might be the loss of an opportunity, meaning, no, that's not the path to go down. You can use other ways of divining information, like I use my tarot, numerology, astrology. Those are all ways that you can find guidance or seek guidance. And writing and asking for guidance and then writing what you think the answer is that comes back is another way. And just remember that when we pray for something, usually we're looking for an answer of yes. Yes, this is the right thing. Or yes, I'm going to give you what you're asking for or whatever. But we're looking for an answer that's yes. And don't discount an answer as being an answer just because the answer isn't yes. Because we can get three kinds of answers in my experience. One is a yes. Okay. So a nice little rhyming way to remember is the three answers you might get are no, slow, and go. So the no answer is no, that's not the right path for you. Don't go down that path. Slow is, yes, you're on the right path. However, it's not time yet. So you need to take things a little bit more slowly and just wait for them to unfold. And then the go is the yes answer. Yeah, go full steam ahead on that. So our light bulb moment is around asking for and receiving guidance. So the first step in this, of course, is that you need to ask your question. You need to pay attention and remember that the answer might not come in the way that it has in the past or in the way that you expect it. And remember that all prayers are answered, although they may not be the answer that we want. I want to remind you that starting on tomorrow's show, on our Tuesday shows, I'm going to be doing mini tarot readings during the last 15 minutes of the show. So if you tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, then later in that hour, you'll have the opportunity to call in and do a mini tarot reading with me. And if we start getting enough people calling in for that, that'll become a regular feature of the show. So I hope that you'll tune in tomorrow and call in to do those readings because it's really fun and I really enjoy doing it. Plus, you get some good information. I want to thank my guest today, Martha Beck, for sharing all of her great information from her new book and giving me some coaching for free. I really appreciate that. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Carolyn C.J. Jones about the power of forgiveness in creating the life that you're meant to live. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.